We get it almost every night.
All right, well, here's the latest in the battle back and forth. Some Republicans clearly turning and going on the offense against the impeachment probe. One of those that does that, symbolically at least, is Lindsey Graham. He comes out, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to call witnesses. This will not stand. And yet, where are the witnesses, Lindsey? I mean, come on, Senator. You keep saying this is going to happen. I'll give you another example from just yesterday. Bite number five, Lindsey Graham pulling no punches. I mean, it looks that way. And yet, not much happens. It's bite number five with Lindsey Graham. Let's roll that first. Bite five, go.
I think if a Republican were doing to a Democrat what we're doing, you would be all over me. And I think it says a lot about people in your business, with all due respect. I am confident that if we had an Intel committee inquiry involving a Democratic president where we selectively leak stuff, you would be calling us every kind of bad name and we would deserve it. So what I am saying is there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, and this is a dangerous way to do it. One more question.
All right, so here's the thing. The problem with this, you know, declaration is it's like all the other Lindsey Graham declarations that go back for months, that he was going to get to the bottom. He was going to sort this out. Senator Rand Paul calling him out for it. In a tweet, Rand Paul tweets this, "I'm fully supportive of Lindsey Graham's symbolic resolution to condemn the secret impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives. But how about the Senate Judiciary actually hold hearings and subpoena witnesses to find out how this hoax actually got started? Long past due." I agree with Rand Paul here. Why don't you start calling people? It seems that Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson and Rand Paul and others are saying, wait a second. We've had enough of this. It's time to figure out what really happened. It's time to dig deeper and get to it. And Lindsey Graham, you have the subpoena power in the Senate to do that. You have the ability to call these people before your committee. Why aren't you doing it? Now, having said that, waiting for the Horowitz report, which could be any day now, could be today for all we know, could be sometime in the first part of next week. So there's not much of anything to do, and most of it's going to be public anyway with very few redactions. So maybe he's waiting for that. Maybe he's waiting to see if John Durham, you know, drops the boot on a couple of people in his now criminal investigation of how this all began. And be sure that Republicans are starting to coalesce around this idea. We'll start with Senator Tom Cotton, bite number two, saying, listen, we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to know what's really going on. We need some transparency. We need some disclosure, some honesty for the American citizens. That's not too much to ask, right? I mean, you should have the ability to know what's going on. Why are the Democrats taking 10 hours of depositions from each witness and then allowing 15 seconds to be released, or 20 seconds, or a little tiny snippet? Republicans say that's because they don't see the actual transcript that would completely blow up their arguments. They're trying to find little snippets to support their narrative, but their whole argument would be blown up. But bite number two was Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Bite two. Go.
So we're firmly united against the farce that Adam Schiff is running in the House right now.
Have you spoken to Senator? Have you spoken to Senator McConnell about this week?
I have. As a matter of fact, we plan to introduce a resolution, perhaps as early as today, condemning the House of Representatives process. There's a clear way to conduct an inquiry like this in front of the public, with the minority having proper rights, with the accused having some basic fairness and due process. That's what happened with Bill Clinton in 1998. It's what happened with Richard Nixon in 1974. The Democrats are not doing that right now because they are so obsessed with trying to control the flow of information and to railroad an impeachment through the House of Representatives, which they've been trying to do since the very first day of this president's administration.
Appearing with Bill Hemmer there on Fox News is Senator Tom Cotton. I can tell you right now, a lot of very serious things are about to happen. And the real question for me and for others is, will anybody actually be held to account for it? You can have the grand juries. You can have the subpoena power, as John Durham knows now. The Democrats and the left are going to try to smear these people, discredit them, try to make them irrelevant, even though everything they do is relevant. And rooting out corruption in a political campaign is part of what they do, even if it is the opposition party. That doesn't discredit them because they're looking at the opposition party. I'm glad they are. I'm glad we're digging deep here to find out everything we can. And I'm hoping that we can get some honest answers. And I'm hoping that somebody will be held to account if the things we've been led to believe are actually true. I would say the same thing. If Donald Trump did something illegal or nefarious, or somebody in his administration did something illegal or nefarious, they too should be held to account. We have to look beyond partisan politics and find something that means something, the rule of law. And if we do not, we are lost. We are lost as a nation if we do not find the rule of law. That has to be a two-way street. You can't say, well, I'm okay with it because my guy comes out ahead. It can't be that way. That's destructive because at some point that gets turned around upon you and then it becomes nothing more than tribal warfare between political parties. That's all it becomes, which we are close to right now. So I want the truth. And I don't want to be told that some phone call between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine, both of whom have said there was nothing here, there's no quid pro quo, nor is it in the memo. That doesn't qualify. I'm talking about people, you know, exchanging money, making deals, researching people, creating false narratives like the Steele dossier, completely discredited. I don't know that there's anything in the Steele dossier that's accurate. I don't know of anything in the Steele dossier that's accurate. Do you? I certainly don't. And so if you're going to create whole cloth narratives that are false, you should be held to account for that if you're going to try to impact an election. And more importantly, if you're trying to impact a decision made by a secret court allowing you to investigate Americans, if you lie about that knowingly, you have to be going to jail. You have to be held to account. And if nobody is, then a lot of people will lose complete faith in the system. Somebody has to be held to account, and it has to happen now. It's 25 after. Welcome to it on a Friday. I'm the Steve Gruber Show. I am Steve Gruber. We'll be right back.